Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS.
Hello, Positive Vibes. Congratulations on your 5th anniversary of PV and happy birthday to Mrs. PV. Have a wonderful celebration. I hope you two enjoy creating great moments today in your lives together. Wish you the best. God bless you both, and God bless your station.
Positive Vibes Station, PVS. Hey, my friends, Positive Vibes here. How is everyone doing? It is Thursday, February the 21st, 2019. It is 8:48 a.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, Markham to be exact. And it is Mrs. Positive Vibes, a.k.a. Mrs. PV's B-Day. Happy birthday to the missus, to my missus. she's my everything. And I just had to start off with that, right? A happy birthday to her. Yesterday, I jumped on for a short recording here on PVS and just updating everybody about Mrs. PV's B-Day, right? So yesterday night, it was Mrs. PV's B-Day birthday eve. So she had a good night last night. She went out with my sister. You know, they had to go to an event and they had a good time for sure. And I said it yesterday that we're going to make today all about Mrs. PV. That's pretty much it, right? Today, Thursdays are usually Positive Vibes dedication to Gary V Thursdays, but we're not going to do that today. So sorry, Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk. Check him out, though. If you don't know who he is, just YouTube Gary V, G-A-R-Y-V-E-E. But if you write Gary, you'll probably come up on all platforms for sure. But before I continue, my friends, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all the love and support for Positive Vibes. I just have to cough right now. Apologize. thank you for all the love and support for Positive Vibes over the years. Thank you for all the love and support for yourself, all the love and support for one another. Keep doing your thing. Keep being you. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, you don't know how much it helps me just watching, listening, reading, you know, what you're doing, and you're just putting it and sharing it, right? Sharing your story, whatever it might be. If you're sharing it through pictures, you know, you're sharing it through pictures, you're sharing it through video, whatever it is, right? About your life, business, your experiences, thoughts, views, opinions. It helps me move forward, right? Because I feel like I could catch things that I could maybe relate to, things I've been through, maybe different perspectives, different opinions, all that matters to me. And I want to say thank you for that. I shared a call in from last year. So thank you, Scripture and Healing, for calling in last year and wishing Mrs. PV a happy birthday. Thank you so much. That meant a lot. I still remember. I gotta, you know, connect with you soon for sure. And what I also want to add on the call, she said happy anniversary to Positive Vibes. So it has been 6 years now. 6 years technically, and that's what I want to put out there for now, is November 12, 2012. Technically is the exact date that Positive Vibes started, because that's when I posted my first quote. So I used to say, and used to, meaning I'm going to go with November 12th moving forward now. I used to say it because it was Mrs. PV's B-Day, right? So I wanted to make it maybe combined, but I feel like, you know, this should be designated for Mrs. PV, right? So just keep in mind down the road is that the anniversary is November 12th of 2012 to be exact, meaning last year, that date, it was the 6th year anniversary. So I'm looking forward to this year, right? End of this year will be 7 years. And then the year after, of course, 8 years. And you can do your math, I guess, for sure. But yeah, so I'm going to stop talking for now. Again, usually today is about Gary V, but it's going to be all about Mrs. PV. And we're going to see how we do it, right? Probably with music. I'll probably say a few more words about my everything. You know, we've done episodes together, which I'm looking forward to getting back into. We'll see when that starts up again. Mr. and Mrs. PV, Mr. and Mrs. Positive Vibes, is we used to do every Saturday. And I think we did I could be wrong, could be less, but I think there was at least around 11 to about 13 episodes that we did. So I might even see if I can get some recordings, right, from that. Hope all of you are doing well. Hope your yesterday was good. Hope your today is even better, and the weekend's right around the corner, right? Of course, if you're working, I just hope that all is well with you. Keep your head up, keep moving forward. Just keep doing your thing, my friends, like I keep saying. You're tuned in to PVS Positive Vibe Station, and we'll be back. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS. Patience.
Hey, Positive Vibes here. How is everyone doing? Positive Vibes. I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible. Welcome to Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP 050. It is Wednesday, February the 21st, 2018, and it is 10:48 a.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, Markham, to be exact.
Positive Vibes Station, PVS. It is 2:52 p.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, Markham, to be exact. Happy birthday to Mrs. PV. You know, she's still at work. She'll be home in the evening time. And I believe she's off. Yes, she is off tomorrow. I should know that, but yes, she is. And but yeah, I hope she's having a good day. I believe she is. Have messaged her back and forth a bit. I know she was saying she's a bit tired. But again, my friends, to all of you, I hope you're doing well. I'm going to be sharing moving forward some recordings that we have done. Right, just talking about me and, you know, Mrs. PV talking on a certain topic and so on. So I'm looking forward to sharing some of those, you know, her thoughts. That's probably going to be one of the next ones I'll share, is her thoughts about Positive Vibes. And she just generally, when I heard this, when she sat there, because she's the type of person that jokes around with me, right? You know, whenever I talk about positivity or what I'm doing or get her feedback, she always jokes that, you know, just let me do my phone thing or whatever she wants to do, right? Like she's not listening. But imagine anytime I'm doing recordings or posting and so on, she, of course, sees it. And, you know, of course, she hears it, right? So, you know, and then when we sat down, we actually took some time. She took a couple of minutes for me. Just joking there. She gives me so much time for sure. But when she, you know, we actually had a conversation, and to hear her words that came out of her mouth, it was just so humbling. I was like, wow. First off, she speaks like me, and I'm like, okay, she's really listening, right? If anything, she explains it a lot better. You know, the way I speak and these, you know, I know what I do. I'm trying to be a little more patient in my words. That's why I don't even have some music in the background for now, right? Trying something different, because I feel like the music does help, the beats in the background when I speak. But I'm not going to always have music in my head, you know what I mean? In my ears or in the background and things of that nature. So, but yeah, so I'm looking forward to sharing that. And we'll try to, I haven't played any songs yet, so I will get to that as well. Hope your day is going well. Keep your head up, my friends. Keep doing your thing. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS.
What changes have you seen, I guess, overall? Like, whether it's in myself or with yourself or our surroundings, like, overall, what is pretty much the difference that you've seen in the last, from 5 years until now?
That's a really good question. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to looking at changes throughout these many years, but I won't make it too long. But yeah, I'm gonna start off by saying, when it comes to like positive vibes and you, kind of like evolving as the right word, right? I think so. Well, you say it all the time as well, and I do agree that when you started Positive Vibes, it wasn't like that you were the most positive person right off the bat. Of course, it took you like many experiences and just like seeing different people, meeting different people, and listening to like people like Tony Robbins and stuff like that. You learn so many different things, and I definitely do see those changes, that how much of a more of a positive person you become. Not just like, it's not just all talks. I don't want Anchor, it's just like, of course it's audio, so you only like, you know, get to see Positive Vibes talk, but I get to see it, like the way he lives. It's like literally when he says that he does not like any sort of like not so good times or like negativity, he shows it the way he lives. But whether it's with family, friends, he has like, he always like tries to stay away from any sort of like not so good situations. And with myself, I would say overall, of course, I'm kind of a different person. I'm a tough person when it comes to like learning new things and stuff like that. But it took me a bit of a longer time, but by him like telling me over and over again about positive things, positive thinking, has really helped me even like in my job and the way I see life overall. I would say a lot more chilled now and a lot more positive. So even though there are things like negative situations, let's say at work, come up, I'm just able to deal with it a lot better than as compared to like 7 years ago. So yeah, that's just like the gist of it. There's much more to talk about that we can maybe continue in the future. For now, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Hello everyone, Mrs. Positive Vibes here. Wow, it feels like I just spoke yesterday. I'm not used to it. How do you do this every day? Mm-hmm. Oh well, okay, so today I'm going to talk about a few things. I don't really know the topic. I kind of do, but I'm going to say the topic at the end, but just when I start talking about. So basically, I don't know if anyone remembers when I started doing this Saturday. Mrs. Positive Vibes. I said, like, I'm going to be talking about events or things that kind of inspire me or that kind of teach me. So it's usually related to myself, or let's say, if, you know, my friend or a coworker, anything that basically is real. So today I want to talk about basically not letting anything get to you, or in other words, like being true to yourself. I'm not sure if I already talked about this. Well, probably okay. Have, even if I have, but I feel like today I have something different to say. I think, let's see how this goes. I don't have a script. So yeah, being true to yourself and not letting things get to you. So for example, you know, if you have been at a job for like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or if you have been in a relationship for a long time, let's say friendships or like siblings, married, whatever it is, I feel like at times those things kind of get to you. Those things kind of get to you, and like at times it takes over your own personality. For example, you know, like how I would say, how I'm just gonna speak for myself, I guess. Just like how I started working and how I was day one, or like the first week of me working. I would say I'm like completely different. Not completely, but about 80% different than what I was the first week as compared to now. And that's, I would say that's because of course, the people that I surround myself with. Now, of course, there have been a lot of positive changes. Of course, more positive than maybe some other. So yeah, I just want to say that don't let that get to you. Or don't let the outer bitterness kill your inner sweetness. The kind of great person you are, like everyone has that sweet side to them, so always like let that shine brighter than anything else. Of course, things are gonna affect you in a different way, and you might, like, it might bring out, you know, the other side that you don't want it to come out, but again, know that you are better than that. I think that's about it. I'll see if I elaborate on that on the next segment, but for now, that was all that I was thinking about today.
Hey, Positive Vibes here. How's everyone doing? I wanted to introduce you to Mrs. Positive Vibes, my better half.
Hey everyone, this is Mrs. Positive Vibes here. There's not much to introduce about myself. Yeah, I go by Mrs. Positive Vibes. I will have my station up soon.
That was Mrs. Positive Vibes. Now, she's my better half. To be honest, she's my everything. What is pretty much the difference that you've seen in the last, from 5 years until now?
When it comes to like positive vibes and you kind of like evolving past the right word, right? I think so. Well, you say it all the time as well, and I do agree that when you started Positive Vibes, it wasn't like that you were the most positive person right off the bat. Of course, it took you like many experiences and just like seeing different people, meeting different people, listening to like people like Tony Robbins and stuff like that. You learn so many different things, and I definitely do see those changes, that how much of a more of a positive person you become. Not just like, it's not just all talks. I don't want anchors, just like, of course it's audio, so you only like, you know, get to see Positive Vibes talk, but I get to see it, like the way he lives. It's like literally when he says that he does not like any sort of like not so good times or like negativity, he shows it the way he lives.
Saturday night with Mr. and Mrs. Positive Vibes.
Positive Vibes Station, PBS. It is 10:49 p.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, Markham to be exact. Once again, happy birthday to Mrs. PV. She's sitting right here, enjoying her tea, chocolate pastry in front of her. She's about to chow down. I told her that, you know, we're going to do a recording, but she's like, not today, so...
I'm just really tired, but thank you.
She is tired. She had to go to work today, so I feel her. I feel for her. I feel her. I feel for her. And but yeah, right now I just shared the intro to Mr. and Mrs. Positive Eyes from last year when we started earlier last year.
I think you were more tired.
Well, I didn't really sleep today. Usually I take my nap. Did I take a nap? No, I did go to sleep for a bit in the morning. But anyways... But yeah, I shared the intro. I shared a couple of recordings. We're going to leave it at that for today. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all the love and support for Positive Vibes. Not only me and Mrs. PV. Thank you so much. You know, of course, I'm getting back into the groove of things with the station, the whole setup and everything like that. But I'm looking forward to just continuing to grow it, right? To have it set up in a way that I'm not always explaining myself. And explaining what the station is about and things of that nature. I think there's enough content there to go back on. But as I said, today was just all about Mrs. PV. It was her birthday. Like I said, February 14th, Valentine's Day, February 21st, birthday. And then in a week, it's going to be our anniversary. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And I'm thinking Mrs. PV is as well, for sure. But any last words? I don't know. So she's good. We're just going to chill here, probably watch some horror show, Paranormal Survivor. It's a show that we're watching right now on Netflix. So we're going to enjoy that. Once again, my friends, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for the few seconds, the few minutes that you give me. Hope you enjoy your night. Hope you enjoy your tomorrow. Have an amazing weekend. And we'll be back for tomorrow, which will be Good Morning Motivation with Positive Vibes Fridays. Take care.